Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A,
"To meet the new director."
B,
"It's the first room on the right."
C,
"Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question,
"Where is the meeting room?"
is choice B,
"It's the first room on the right."
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet. Now let us begin with question number 11. Number 11.
Who was that on the phone?
A.
Okay, and can I get your number too?
B.
I don't know their number, but I can find it.
C.
Somebody calling the wrong number.
Number 12.
Do you offer any student discounts?
A.
I know, every little bit helps.
B.
10% off everything in the store.
C.
I have my student card right here.
Number 13.
When did you first notice the printer was broken?
A.
When I went to turn it on.
B.
I can try to fix it later.
C.
I don't know how it happened.
Number 14.
Why haven't we paid this bill yet?
A.
Actually, we did pay it.
B.
Yes, we received it last week.
C.
No, not yet.
Number 15.
Would you like any help with your presentation?
A.
No, thanks. I think I can handle it.
B.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
C.
To be honest, I didn't like it.
Number 16.
Do you know where I can find Sarah?
A.
No, I haven't.
B.
It's across the hall.
C.
Have you tried her office?
Number 17.
How many guests are you expecting?
A.
It was pretty crowded.
B.
At least 100.
C.
Yes, quite a few.
Number 18.
When does your sister's flight get in?
A.
It's scheduled to arrive at 7.
B.
I'm pretty sure she'll get at least 2.
C.
She needs to be there an hour before departure.
Number 19.
Would you prefer a 2-inch or a 3-inch binder?
A.
What do you need it for?
B.
I'll go with the larger one.
C.
No thanks, I'm full.
Number 20.
Can you have the report ready by tomorrow?
A.
And what did you think of it?
B.
Good, I'm looking forward to reading it.
C.
That won't be a problem at all.
Number 21.
Aren't you getting tired of waiting?
A.
I'm starting to.
B.
Maybe a half hour.
See.
How long do you think?
Number 22.
Where's the nearest exit?
A.
It's on your keyboard.
B.
Just past the elevators.
C.
No, I'm afraid there isn't one.
Number 23.
I don't think we should place an order till we hear back from Barbara.
A.
I agree. Let's get her opinion.
B.
After I left her that message.
C.
I know, it's been a whole week.
Number 24.
That's your last assignment for your history class, isn't it?
A.
Really? When was it due?
B.
Not counting the final.
C.
Because I'm majoring in it.
Number 25.
Should I wear a suit or go for business casual?
A.
Informal is perfectly fine.
B.
As long as you're not late.
C.
That sounds like a good idea.
Number 26.
What did you think about Dr. Armstrong's presentation?
A.
No, sorry, I didn't.
B.
I'm sure he'll do fine.
C.
I thought it was informative.
Number 27.
So, who's going to contact Elena in Spain?
A.
I thought Elena was going.
B.
I can do that.
C.
No, she didn't tell me.
Number 28.
What kind of person is she?
A.
I know, she really is.
B.
She's ready to see you now.
C.
She can be tough, but she's fair.
Number 29.
How much do you know about graphic design?
A.
A few thousand dollars at least.
B.
Not much. We usually outsource it.
C.
We've met once or twice, but that's about it.
Number 30.
Do you know if I need to book my tickets in advance?
A.
Because they usually sell out quickly.
B.
No, I'm sure there'll be tickets available at the door.
C.
The most expensive seats are over $100.
Number 31.
I have a terrible toothache.
A.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
B.
It's much better, thanks.
C.
Is he a dentist?
Number 32.
Could you please answer the phone for me?
A.
No, sorry, I didn't.
B.
Sure, no problem.
C.
Can I leave a message?
Number 33.
When are you available to meet?
A.
Anytime after one today is good.
B.
I know, it's been a long time.
C.
No problem. What time works for you?
Number 34.
Why don't we go out for dinner tonight?
A.
Sure, where would you like to go?
B.
Because I've only ever had lunch there.
C.
Don't you? You really should.
Number 35.
When did you raise your prices?
A.
About a month ago.
B.
You'll have them by the end of the day.
C.
Because sales are weak.
Number 36.
I heard about your sales award. Congratulations.
A.
Best of luck to you as well.
B.
Thank you. I was very surprised.
C.
I'm just keeping my fingers crossed.
Number 37.
Where are you planning on moving?
A.
Over the next few weeks.
B.
I found an apartment 2 blocks from work.
C.
Because housing prices are too high here.
Number 38.
What's the difference between the regular and the extended warranty?
A.
It's regularly 10, but you can have it now for 5.
B.
The regular's just a year. The extended is 5.
C.
You can always extend your stay later.
Number 39.
Would it cost a lot to have the kitchen cabinets replaced?
A.
Not if you keep them refrigerated.
B.
No, maybe 3 or 4 weeks at the most.
C.
If you shop around, you can sometimes get some deals.
Number 40.
How long have you known Charlie?
A.
Since we were kids.
B.
No, what happened?
C.
Not very well, actually.